Simon Shin Pei Siftal Mishaburis and Siftal. So we have this case where there are multiple individuals which they can be involved to one person, and then the various different permutations upon that. The Kima Shabitlo Rishusam Nasakatserum Basil. Once their Omavatl, their Rishus to him. So the chotzer and the base and his house become rishus achas. But he can be moitzi from his house, b'lemi bateim. To mistama kishabitlu lo rishuson lo bitlu el chotzer and levad. We have to assume that they probably were only mevatel their rights to the chotzer, unless they would be mevatel the rights to their batim explicitly. Now the gears which we have over here, they're usur af mi bias lechotzer, which is the gears which we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishpareh the gears af mi beiso lechotzer. Kach tzorach lomar, that's the correct gears. Ratzu lomar, lo mi boi de mi beiso shlo bitlu asurim lechotzer lechotzer shu rishus acheres. Not only can they not carry from their houses into the chotzer. So his house and the chotzer are one unit. So they should be allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. Now why is that? We don't look at them as orchim. So bona fide orchim are orchim, but they're not really orchim. They really live here. So we're only going to give them this appellation of orchim and ignore their actions when it's a yachid to the rabbi, not with the rabbi to the yachid. Okay, because your chosen matzim l'secha rei zeh kilu chosen behem ritzel miskus, but they're using the chotzer to take from his house, but they're using the chotzer. It's like they're reasserting their ownership in the chotzer. Kasamag Rabram, the lamarinim zeh el kashem matzim mi bias the chotzer. Al kashem matzim mechtizim mi chotzer le bias, ein zeh nikra misham shus bechotzer, lo yihavik ritzel miskus bechotzer. So my Rosa, when they take from the chotzer to his bias, they're just helping him. So that's clearly, they're bringing things into his house. So that's not reasserting their ownership of the chotzer. They obviously can't take ownership of his house. The chotzer they're not really using. Abayi Rabba because of Hashem, Hamar Poskim Shigam Lahakles Michotzer the bias also became custom Evanizer. See, he's machria that either direction is problematic. Okay. Lo aminon shiur ka'archim. We don't consider them like archim. Afilu bitlu loy rishus beisom gabkin asurim lahoitzi. So now, so if they're mevatel their rishus of their bias to him, he can carry from their batim to the chotzer. They cannot carry from their batim to the chotzer. They cannot carry from his bias to the chotzer. Even if they're about to the rishus bias, they can't carry from his bias to the chotzer. They feel a bit low rishus bias. I'm going to start with hotzi. Maybe beisom, maybe me beisom the chotzer. Shein rabim nasim orchim. But to learn, the kibigoyin zeh sheba emes the chotzer about him shaychlen. I mean, you could be a guest if you're a bona fide guest. You're a bona fide guest, but these aren't really guests. These are really owners, and they're being misalik themselves. But once they reassert their usage, it's like they're not. Then they're owners again. So the bittul becomes botul. They're only being mistalik from the rishus to allow the tiltul. So that they're not considered an areach of the yachid. Because when I run the field of Kodama Yachid, we have to say Namil Mahani, in Rabim, Shayukalaksim, on these coasts, Mr. Michal Gavni, Bain Bair Lachim. Now, we'll see later on, there's a din of being machzik in the chotzer. And over here, that's not going to help. The yachid will be machzik b'chotzer.
And Rebbe, is this all in the condition that an erev was made and they're now being misalik? Or, because we start out by saying that they were ma'arev.
No, it wouldn't make a difference. I mean, even if they weren't ma'arev, if all of them weren't ma'arev, they're being mavatel, so yachid would also work.
Oh.
And the yachid over here is other round, that's not that the bittul works, is the problem is that even after the bittul works, we have all these
they
problems.
Are also right.
What's this case?
Okay, Alpha Shalatzmoy. Now, then we said that the when there was two people, and one was mevatel to the other, so mevatel is aser af b'shal chaver, chaver mutar af b'shal atzmai. No, because the leg is seen enough, because the word af is not correct. He's chaver mutar b'shal atzmai without the word af. The mashmi said the koshkei b'shal chaver. It was anyway. If he's even his means for sure the other guys and even his. No, that's not correct. He's not also, that's not true. In the old version of the Shulchan Aruch, they don't have the word af. So it means that he's mutter to carry from his house to the chotzer, the one who was in his battle too. And the mevatel cannot carry from the mevatel's house to the chotzer. Or the mevatel can't carry from the mizbatel's house to the chotzer either. Okay. Shachu shtayim b'lo erev. Then we had a case now where there were multiple people in the chotzer and two were not mevatel. So now we have if those two would be mevatel to everybody else and everybody can carry. They said let's do the other direction. The rabbi will be mevatel to these two. The problem is that doesn't work because even after you the mevatel, you still have two people who both have rishus in the chotzer without an erev. Shach shem b'lo erev. We're slumming the chamoy b'yachid shla erev mahani bittel kainu adin b'yoyser. Bittel works to two, more than one person, but so we have to do a few things over here. So each one of the mevatelim has to be mevatel this is a case where Shtayim were the word Marv. We're going first to go in the case where they're being Mevatel to the Rabbim. See, each one of the Shoichim will be Mevatel to the Rabbim. And L'cholecha, they have to Mevatel to each person, like we said before, that they have to say l'cha, 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 l'chem, l'chem, right? Kulchem maybe works that we had before. But he has to explicitly clarify that his bittul is to every individual. And that'll work if they're being mevatel to the rabbim shervu, or they're being mevatel to the one person who wasn't ma'ariv. Pirish, shalahoye b'chotze kim shloisha noshim. Shemechem him la'ir. The case will be that there was three people in the chotzer. Nobody had made an erev. Now when the two are mevatel to number three, so now it belongs to one person. Since it's being mevatel to one person, that works. 1 second. So it comes out when, let's say, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So none of them are Ma'ariv. So Reuben's Mevatel is Rishus to Levi. At that point in time, he accomplishes nothing because there's still Shimon has Rishus and Levi has a Rishus. So nobody can carry. Then Shimon's Mevatel is Rishus to Levi as well. And now we say, oh, well, both Reuben and Shimon are Mevatel is Rishus to Levi. So Bishlom is Shimon's Mevatel is Rishus to Levi. He didn't leave anybody there's only one person now who has the Rishus. But when Reuben's Mevatel, there was still Shimon, so Reuben's Bittel wasn't effective. So we should argue that it's not effective. So the Kamash over here is that once later on you're Mevatel to Levi, retroactively, the Bittel that Reuben did also works. And really, you have to say that, because otherwise Shimon's Bittel wouldn't work either. Because Reuben's Bittel is not a Bittel, so Shimon is number one. Right?
Missed that.
Reuven's Mevatel at 10 o'clock in the morning. Shimon's Mevatel at 11 o'clock in the morning. So we say when Shimon does it at 11 o'clock, if Reuven's was totally ineffective, so it's like Reuven's Bittul wasn't a Bittul, so Shimon's is starting, so Shimon's number one. Then Reuven does it afterwards at 12, so Reuven's number one, right? So Terence says when Shimon does it at 11, retroactively the Bittul of 10 is also effective.
But why can't you be Mevatel your own Rishus in a certain chaser without having before the other person does that, though? if everyone has,
but because it's not a bona fide. Again, this bitul is a tekana de rabbanon,
right?
Because you can't really be misalik rishus. You own something, because harbas time you own something, you need eruv. The ma'aseh, you own it. You're not being mafker it. Right?
Okay.
So you're forgoing your rights to use it for this period of time.
Right.
So if it's not effective, so you didn't really forgo it, because even if you forgo it, you could theoretically take it back. But right. Kabbal Karmer, it's like you didn't do anything.
Okay.
That's what we're grappling with.
I mean, Kabbal Karmer, it's like,
if when you did it, it wasn't effective, so what way is it really a bitul?
Right. And then, what point do we say that there's a robbing being mevatel to a yachid? I mean, because obviously this is two people being mevatel to a yachid.
No, it'll be the same thing. It'll be more than two people.
So,
we didn't say bitul doesn't work. Bitul to yachid works. We just said that you have a problem of what you're allowed to carry afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But they can't have a din of orchim, so they cannot carry from any of the houses in the chutzner to the chutzner, or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
But they're now allowed. They are now allowed. When he brings thing out, he can carry out from his house to the chutzner.
Uh-huh.
Number one, and number two, they can carry items which
who
were,
can lay.
They can. They at the items which were beginning of Shabbos were in the habayis. Are also to bring to the chotzer normally, and you can't move them once they're in the chotzer either. Well, now they can move them. They just can't carry out from the bayis to the chotzer.
Uh-huh. Except for the individual.
Except for the one who it was misbattled to him.
Yeah.
Yalevi could do that. Chav Gimel. Feel the Omer Lechad, Omer Nas. So, but if they're being mevatel, the two people, so there's multiple people. He said, Gimel, there's seven people, and five are being mevatel to the two. So in that situation, it's not going to work, because you still have two people. You're being mevatel to two people. That doesn't work. And then the Mechaber says that doesn't work. Even if you tell them explicitly, you should go be mevatel to. They tell they're mevatel to all of them are mevatel to Reuven, and they tell Reuven be mevatel to Shimon. So now all the five other members have been about to Reuven, and they tell Reuven, I'm not sure you're about to the Shem. Doesn't work. Not only in the case where they don't say that explicitly, so Reuven cannot take the Rishus that he received from them and give it to Shem. He has no power to give it to Levi. He has no power to do that. Their bitul to him works, but he has no way to give it over. So he cannot take their karech bitul and give it to somebody else. Because he doesn't really own the other chalakim, so he can't give it away. Now, the kima of the beidna, the vatel le rishusay, lo yhavi le sharyusa, b'chotzer mishum le asya dori. Because in the moment when the bitul was done, he didn't really get anything, because Haraya, he couldn't carry still. So theoretically, he should take that bitul that he received and give it away, but he can't give it away because he doesn't really get it. Because when they did it, it didn't do anything for him. Let it work out shlichus. So when all the five are going out to Reuven, and they tell Reuven, you should be mevatel the Shimon, they're making Reuven the shliach to do bitul for them. It doesn't work. Nakim the Rishon Lamahani Habitul Loy Akanale Shiyucholachser Lachkes Lachron. So once they didn't get it, like we were saying, say that he can't give it away, and then shlichos won't help for that.
Who didn't get it? Reuven.
Reuven didn't get it.
So Reuven can't give it away.
Right.
So if we say that they're mevatel, they're beisam. We say that in that case, the individual, the yachid, can or cannot carry from their houses to the chatzah.
In a case where they're mevatel,
beisam.
He still can't. Even if they're mevatel beisam, he can't.
he can't. I know they can't. The rabbim are no longer to carry.
Right, can he carry from their bias to the chotzer? The mevatel base and the chari could.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey,
what?
The Rambam on the last one.
Right. If he says it explicitly, it works. Yeah. Right.
Team what, right? And then the.
So why doesn't shlichus work over here? In other words, he says we don't consider as if we made the mishleich. Well, let's say we make the mishleich explicitly. Would that work? I don't know. There's a big machlokes with a shaykh shlichus on a dibur.
By Bittel. For what?
Mr. Brewer is saying over here that we had the example, there were seven people in the chotzer, and the five of the people were mevatel to Reuven, and they told Reuven to mevatel to Shimon. So it doesn't work because they didn't really give Reuven the Reuven is supposed to take their rishus to give it to Shimon. He doesn't really have it to give it because he wasn't carrying it, because when they gave it to him, he didn't get anything. It's still also to carry. But and we say that even if they say Almanas, that you're only about Almanas, you go give it right to her, we don't say it's considered like Yishliach. Right? So would Shlichas work on Bittel?
Seems to be saying it wouldn't.
It's saying we don't consider it if it's Yishliach. L'armin and Shlichas Shavye. V'hab ki'ilu hu ba'atzim about Almanas. We don't say it's he made him a Shlichas. And Kili is Mevat Lachar. And we say rather that it doesn't work. And that, but what if, let's say, he made it explicitly, made him a Shliach? Mishabur doesn't really say whether that would work or not.
Is it Mashma that it would work on?
Good job, sir.
I don't know. Okay. If it does work, and they say the Shliach would work, so why Taka don't we say they meant to make it Mevat? I don't remember all the details. We'll get the Hilchos Pesach again about whether you can make a shliach on Bittel Chametz, because since Bittel Chametz is not really it's not a haknoah, you make shliachos on a maisa. Right? Shliachos on a dibur is more complicated, and shliachos on a machshava for sure is complicated. If the son of Bittel really is an attitude more than it's a maisa of hefker, so I can make a shliach to mimakter something for me. I can make a shliach to do a maisa for me. Right? But over here, it's not the maisa, it's not even the dibur, it's just the attitude, really. The dibur is just expressing the attitude. So I'm saying that I consider Reuven's chametz worthless. Well, that doesn't help you. I'm saying that Reuven's worthless, then you don't need me. If he holds it worthless, it's worthless. It won't show. Like, leave me out of the picture. Like, but I'm not playing any role in that conversation. I can't declare that your attitude is negative. Well, I now am the one whose attitude is important. No, it's not. You're not the owner. Like, you don't become the owner, you just become the person, shlichas on a maisa. So we discussed once the idea of shlichas on something which is b'davrshim b'gufa, it's not shai shlichas. Right? I can't make you a shlichas to say kriyashma for me. That's the famous shalik. I'll sleep in and I'll make you a shlichas to say kriyashma for me. So there are multiple truths to the question. One teretz is, or Sameach says, that the first time you read, you're reading for yourself. The second time you're reading, you're not a Baruch Yuba anymore. So Mela, it's not Shai Shlichas. Okay. But the Tesu Rich says it's a Mr. Shabagufa. It's not Shai to give it over to somebody else.
Which is what he called Mr. Shabagufa. It kind of begs the question.
What?
It kind of begs the question, because the question is what's called Mr. Shabagufa.
In other words, his point really is that the Shlichas doesn't make sense on a mice. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense on a being. The guy with the maisa, I represent you. So I become like you, or because you're acting through me, right? That's a parsha shlichus. But I'm not you. So Reuven will be mekabel omach u'shamayim when he says kriya shema for Shimon. Shimon's sleeping. Shimon wasn't mekabel omach u'shamayim. So you best you say Shimon didn't act in mekabel omach u'shamayim on Reuven's body. So now Reuven is mekabel. You know that the problem is that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is mekabel upon yourself, not on somebody else. That's what he means, Pashas. The same thing, you know, Tefillin. So the Maisa of Kshira, so when Reuven ties, it's as if Shimon tied. Yeah, Shimon tied Tefillin on Reuven's body, but that's not the mitzvah. the mitzvah to tie Reuben tefillin on Shimon's body. So Shimon can't give that over, can't make Reuben's body his body. He can make Reuben's maisa his maisa. So bittul is more complicated. The problem is the more it discusses hafora yedei shliach. Right, so the more it has a machlokes whether shai hafora yedei shliach, whether you can do hafora yedei shliach. And one of the shahs with the Shadim have was like, well, once you do Hafra Yad HaShliach, you don't need Hafra anymore because you said that you don't want it. As soon as I made your state to do Hafra, I've already been made for it. Right? So the case over there was that the father's going out of town or the husband's going out of town, and he says, tells the Shliach, listen, if my wife or my daughter makes an eder, be made for it. So he can't be made for it before it happened because it didn't happen yet. So he's a shliach to be made for. The more it comes out that hafara yedei shliach doesn't work. So bittul yedei shliach is, well, we'll get to his pesach. That's a shaila. You know, I can make a shliach to do bedika. I can make a shliach to do beer, but I should say the bittul myself. I don't remember all that stodim over there, all the details. So if we hold him by the calendar already, we would have learned that already. Let's not go there. Yeah, and a right? Fine. It doesn't work. Canal the Kalko Yachal Bata Balakhel Sheknulo. We start with the Oysish Bittal the Rishan Khaz of Bittal Batsu and the Shani, Shepherd Mahani, Shayakh Kalakalakim Shaloi, Sharishan Bittal Mikor, Khelik Shalatsma. But if the scenario was that, in other words, the scenario here was that all they did was Mevatel to Reuven, and they asked Reuven to deal with Shimon. If they go the Mevatel to Shimon, fine. So Reuven's Mevatel his Chelek to Shimon, and everyone else is Mevatel the Chelek to Shimon. That's like we said before, that works. Okay. Simon Shepei Aleph. Dinam Mevatel Rishus of Avraham Hayti. Now, what about the person does Bittul, and then the Maisa, he ignores the Bittul and carries out from his house into the Chatz?
Before the others do it.
Well, we shall see. Yeah. So you're smart enough to know that because we got a sneak peek. But now we have to see the actual movie. I'm about to and then he carried out. So b'shoygeg, if a person did not intend that they forgot, okay, is an oyster that doesn't affect anything. But mezid, if he does it intentionally, that's a recanting of his bittul. And therefore, oyser. Shaharei choyzer mi bitul shivoto. But the fact that he's carrying, he's saying, I've not given away my rishus, I'm using my ownership rights to carry from my house into the chotzer, which is, therefore, the bitul is bottle. Mehetziko by kvar. If, however, the other members already have taken possession of the chotzer, in other words, shahitziu mi bateim the chotzer, or shahitziu mi chotzer the bateim. If they've already used based on his mitzvah, they've used the chotzer to transfer things from into the chotzer, out of the chotzer. So they've already, as it were, taken ownership based on his mitzvah. Then he can't take it back. The Rashi ain chazaka ma'olus elim kein hirziku mishecha shecha. Rashi says, however, that if he did the Bittul Erev Shabbos, whatever reason he didn't contribute to the Erev, and he did a Bittul Erev Shabbos, and they used the Chatzar Erev Shabbos, well, they've taken over his Rishus in the Chatzar, that doesn't help. It has to be that they've used the Chatzar on Shabbos based on his Bittul. Then we don't take it away.
Is that actually doing Hutzah of some sort?
Hutzah of some sort, correct.
Not just walking out of it.
No, yeah, so. He wasn't allowed to do this, but he did it. Okay. He disallows everybody from carrying. Sheikhoizer, because he was chayzer from his bittul. Shinir ke chayzer umachzik b'rishus shebittul. It looks like he's retaking possession of what he did. So, but he can do that doesn't preclude him from being mevatel afterwards. That the Magen Ram, like you said before, that carrying out is not called really repossessing his usage. It's more taking from the chotzer to the bayis. That's when you say, "Oh, I'm benefiting from the chotzer to bring things into my house." That's called repossessing.
Even
though
when the
rabbin
do it, it works either way.
I'm sorry. All around. Yeah. Taking from the bayis to the chotzer is considered being repossessing. But taking from the chotzer to the bayis, he's not really repossessing the chotzer. He's doesn't look like he's being minchaiser. He does not. They're not saying he wants to use the chotzer. He says he really wants to use the bayis. So it works both directions. They can't, according to the Magen Aram, they cannot be machzik in the chotzer for their usage unless they do from their bayis to the chotzer. And he cannot be choizer from his bitzel unless he takes from the bias to the chotzer, his bias to the chotzer. And other person disagree, there's no difference which way you go. Is that what we're saying?
Is the Magen Aram is cholik on both sides, the Rabbim also? It sounds like it's not. It sounds like they say just like the Rabbim doesn't matter, similarly the Yachah doesn't matter. But it sounds like I'm not seeing the Magen Aram, but it sounds like he's only cholik on the Yachah.
Sounds like he's only what from the Yachid?
Well, the Mishaburim before in Shin Pei and Tezayin said that they cannot, in the case where they're being vowed to the Yachid, so they're precluded from using from their batim to the Chotzer, because that would be an act of being Maxic. He says that's only a problem when they're being moitzi from the bayis to the chotzer.
But was there in the role of
the
yachid then? They're the mufato.
They're the mufato.
So they can't
interesting point. Look, one second. Saying the Gabi being machzik, either way works. So same way that works, the Gabi machzik, the Gabi chazit also either way works. Okay, correct. Thank you. So I'm corrected. Thank you.
Machzik and chazir.
As I was pointing out, that the Gabi being the halacha of that. The person's act of using it, the mevatel's act of using it, is a retraction of his bittul, is only effective if he does it before the other members use the chotzer. The other members use the chotzer, so then he can't take it back. So the gabi using the chotzer, that he can't take it back, either direction is called using it, and he can't take it back. That's true according to everybody. Now the question is, do you turn around and say that in regards to the act of him retracting, is there an indication of a retraction in either direction or not? And that's where the machlokes is. Adal Yimziku. What's that going on? But if they were machzik already, Kadim Shechazah Behotzi Kelo, before he went and used the chotzer, he was mevatel, and they used the chotzer right away before he retracted. So then in a yochel lachzer, he cannot retract. Kamokim chazaka meila bekaniya. So the chazaka of taking possession of it is a form of kinyan. Now we got the angel chazaka gemora. It's not the normal chazaka, which normally works with chuskinyanim. the Mahani Kishar Chazaka, it gets the same level of kinyan as a Chazaka. Days Mahani Chazaka Af im Hichzik Merav Shabbos Acher Habitzel. And this will work even Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, according to the first opinion. Rashi says, no, it has to happen on Shabbos. So once Chazal, I mean, the whole, this all is all, it's all working in the world of virtual reality type of kinyan. So as long as there's some usage, the lumnus of a chazaka is that I take possession, I get ownership of an item by karka, possessing it. So how do you show possession? By using it to my advantage in some way, or in some way enhancing it. So those are indications of ownership. So Moore says, you know, the example would be a person does he fixes something, he digs something up, or so all of those are forms of taking chazaka. You're showing ownership by the fact that you're the one who's now taking responsibility for the chatzar to take care of its needs. So vice versa, we're saying over here, using the chatzar would have also accomplished chazaka over here. Rashi says that the act of the other members taking possession, precluding him from retracting, is only if that happened on Shabbos. But if they didn't use it on Shabbos, as of yet, and they did use it Erev Shabbos, that doesn't preclude him from being chayzer. Let's hold it here.